The timing of this latest dispute is fitting, since it was the dragway that caused it in the first place. Last fall, Speedway Motorsports CEO Bruton Smith announced plans to build the drag strip, and Concord City officials said they needed more information. Smith threatened to take his business elsewhere. The city and county came back with an $80 million incentive package, most of which would be spent on public roads. Smith would front the money for those improvements. So he says he was totally surprised to get a proposal from the city and county a few weeks ago, saying it may take them 40 years to pay him back.
Honey, it was so ridiculous that I ripped it up and put it in a wastebasket. You know, that's what I did with it.
So as far as you're concerned, you believed you were always going to get paid back for these roads within 3 years.
It's 2 to 3 years. These roads are state highway roads. I mean, they're not my roads, you know. And this was something that was to assist the traffic in and out of the speedway and also on a daily use as well. So everybody in that area would benefit. I don't want anybody to think that this money was coming into the speedway coffers or anything.
Mr. Smith, are you open to being paid back over, say, 15 years instead of 3 years?
No. I'm not up to doing anything except what we agreed to. They have the agreement on the desk, exactly what we agreed to. The only thing that was ever said was 2 to 3 years. It would be kind of like if you were selling your home and you wanted, say, $200,000 for it, and I offered you $20,000.
Well, some might say that that's just negotiation, you know. They offer one thing, you come back and say, no, I want this instead,
honey,
and then you come to a compromise.
Yeah, we had nothing to negotiate. We had already reached our agreement in November. But this is keep it simple, all right? How about you loan me $1,000. You loan me $1,000. I agree to pay you, but I'm going to pay you back over 40 years. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, if that's not what we agreed on. If I'm expecting it back next year, that's certainly a problem.
Do you think anybody would ever be stupid enough to agree on that? I mean, you're going to loan me $1,000, but I'm going to pay you back over 40 years, you know?
Is there legal action that you could take?
Some of the lawyers that worked for me said something about fraud, that this was fraud, what they were attempting to do. Now, that's from the lawyers, not from me.
Why did you go ahead and build the dragway if you didn't already have either the money in pocket or some kind of a firm commitment that you were going to get the $60 million from the city and the county?
We had a firm commitment.
So there was no risk involved as far as you were concerned?
No,
the deal
none
was
whatsoever, because I thought we were dealing with very honorable people. And I think that the 98% of them were honorable people. I think maybe we've got maybe a snake in the wood pile, but that's the only thing.
Now, you've said that you are the victim in this situation, that you've been wronged. But do you think maybe it's hard for the public to generate much sympathy for you because it's hard for people to see a billionaire as a victim?
I'm not asking for sympathy. I'm not asking for anybody to see me as a victim. I just feel like I am because we reached an agreement, we shook hands, everybody was happy, and now how do you expect me to feel?
Do you think it's fair? People say you're difficult to get along with. Do you think that's fair? Are you a tough guy to get along with?
I don't think so. Anybody that knows me, I don't care what, if they know me, I don't care what they say because I know they'll tell the truth. I contribute millions and millions of dollars to charity. I've been known as being always generous. I have about 15,000 employees. I get along with my employees fabulously well. I love them. They're what makes business click. You know, I'm in business in 24 states, and it's much more of a pleasure doing business other places than there, yes. People seem to appreciate what I'm able to do. I create tremendous wealth where I do business. Economic development that I do is huge. It's huge in Cabarrus County and in Concord, what we've been able to accomplish there. I'm very proud of that.
But you don't feel like the local officials appreciate it to the extent that they ought to?
Well, here again, I'm going to turn it around on you. Do you see any place where they appreciate it? Anywhere?
Smith says he won't make the road improvements unless he gets his $60 million back within 3 years. He also says he's never closed the door to taking his racetrack elsewhere.
I'm not going to discuss them or tell you where they are, but we do have lots of options. So we're not sitting here at this time totally naked or anything of the sort.
Smith says there's an ideal spot just 18 miles from the Charlotte Airport on the border of South Carolina. The only other thing he'd say is that local officials there are eager to make him a great deal. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose.